The doors are locked and the store is closed, but we've got your ticket to the best hand-picked mix of music on the shelves. Recorded live in Studio City, California, at the record store of the same name, it's Heavy Rotation. Heavy Rotation.
Welcome back to Heavy Rotation, the weekly show brought to you from beautiful downtown Studio City. I'm Bill Bentley.
And I'm Peter Copeland.
And we are listening to Mr. Neil Young. Peter and I have picked out some of our favorite tracks released in 2005. And that one by Neil Young is a favorite of yours, right, Pete?
I love that song. Neil's still firing on all cylinders. He can't stop that, man. He just keeps doing it.
It's like that, just the Canadian blood in him. Boy, wasn't he great on Saturday Night Live last week?
Just amazing. Really, just blew the place out.
You get that kind of band together, man, you cannot stop him. He is one of the best. We're going to switch over now to a gospel song, first recorded by Shirley Caesar. And this is done by a lady named Angela Straley, who lives up in the Bay Area, pretty near Neil. She's originally from Lubbock, Texas. This song is called Lord, Don't Move the Mountain. And Pete, do you like Angela?
I think she's really great. I know you're a really big fan of hers.
Yeah, she helped start that club down in Austin in the 70s called Antones, which brought all the great Chicago guys down to Texas, gave them a place to play. A lot of them ended up living there. Guys like Hubert Sumlin, Luther Tucker, they liked it so much they started being the doorman at Antones.
Wow.
Angela used to have really helped run that club. Here she is. That was Angela Straley doing Lord Don't Move the Mountain from a 2005 release named Blue Highway. We're going to switch over to one of the real masters who we lost recently, Ray Charles. This is a duets record they put together actually after he had passed away. And who's he singing with here, Pete?
Lila James, who I think is really talented and actually still sort of undiscovered as far as I can tell.
Hopefully that'll change in 2006.
I've been a fan for a while of hers.
I love the lie and lie the love. Hanging on, we push and shove. Possession is the motivation. Messing up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what.
Slaughterhouse is killing hogs, twisted children killing frogs, pour down rednecks rolling logs, tired old ladies kissing dogs. Are you human but I love that stinking butt?
I can't use it now. Trying to make it real compared to what.
Lila James singing with Ray Charles. Lila is lives in California now. I believe she started out in Louisiana. But interesting thing about that song compared to what, it was a big hit for Les McCann and Eddie Harris. But oddly enough, it was written by a singer named Gene McDaniels, who had hits in the 50s and 60s like Tower of Strength and 100 Pounds of Clay. And then he got in the jazz movement in the 60s and recorded with people like Bobby Hutcherson. Wow. And some other people. Really great, great artist that not many people know much about, Gene McDaniels. We're going to switch over to another, as Pete said, our motif of dead people singing with live or playing with live people. What's this, Pete?
This is off of the Les Paul and Friends album, and it's Sam Cooke singing with Eric Clapton.
And Les Paul playing too, right?
And Les Paul is on it, and a lot of L.A. musicians.
Beautiful track. What's the name of it?
Somebody Ease My Troubling Mind.
Ooh, boy, I feel that right now.
I wish somebody would come and ease my troubling mind. Somebody would come and ease my troubling mind. Oh, yes, I do. Why won't somebody come and ease my troubling mind? Somebody would come and ease my troubling mind. Oh, yes, I do. I wish my baby would come and tell me everything's all right. My baby would come and tell me everything is still alright. tell me when you tell somebody your troubles? Trouble fly away from you. I'm looking for somebody. I can tell my troubles too. In my yeah. I sure wish somebody would come and ease my troubling mind. Oh, yeah.
That was Sam Cooke singing with Eric Clapton and Les Paul on guitar. Boy, the wonders of technology, right, Pete?
Especially Les Paul. He's the king of, like, doing that, whether he meant to or not.
Didn't he invent multi-tracking?
I believe so.
Up there in Milwaukee, where it was too cold to go outside, so all he could do was twist his knobs at home. We're going to change over now to a pretty organic dude. Not too technological, but boy, is this man soulful. His name is Harry Manx. He lives up in Canada, and this is his third record. It's called Mantras for Madmen. Harry lived in India for 10 or 12 years and studied different kind of Indian instruments. He crosses it a little bit with, I guess you'd call it, North American folk music. This is a song called Where Fools Die from Mantras for Madmen.
Nature made me what I am now, where every wrinkle is a furrow of time's plow, and in my veins will the ice flow. On my head, yeah, I wear snow. Though I alter, this remains the same, loving you in any frame. Frailty, yeah, that I see is that my shadow changes. Oh, that's me. So many times I'd loved you, yeah, before I knew your name. Voice as soft as worship, yeah, I was drawn into the flame. Oh, stay, ever there was a beauty. Stay, yeah, oh, which I'd seen. Stay, yeah, I might lose my way. And it was a dream. Oh, and that's about the law. Heavens laugh now to see me languishing. Oh, oh, and miss a shot. If not for you, it might be that I had be where desperate men live. If not for you, it might be that I
Was Harry Manx doing When Fools Die from his new album Mantras for Madmen. And not only is this a great record, but it's also on a label I think with the greatest name in the record business right now. This is on Dog My Cat Records. And if you can't like a record on Dog My Cat, man, you might as well just not listen to records. Right, Pete?
I'm with you. It's any number of times I've dogged a cat.
When you go into heavy rotation in beautiful downtown Studio City, you can dog a cat, you can cat a dog, but leave them skunks outside. Speaking of heavy rotation, we're going to play a song right now that features on bass one of Heavy Rotation's, well, I'd call him the leading customer, but as far as I know, he doesn't ever pay for anything here. So he's like the leading person taking up space in Heavy Rotation. We love him dearly. His name is Hutch Hutchinson, and he plays with Bonnie Raitt. Here's Bonnie's song, So Close.
So far, there was not a second thought. No heart ever got close enough. You are watching as I am caught in a moment of guard. So close, I can nearly taste it. This is that one promised love. God knows all that I've wasted now, never letting it start. Now all my resistance, I feel it slip away.
Something called Nouvelle Vague. It's a French band, and they do covers in their own strange way. I think you might find it kind of interesting.
What's the name of this
one? And this is a song that was originally done by the Clash called Guns of Brixton.
Beautiful. On Luwaka Bop Records, the label run by Mr. David Byrne of the Talking Heads.
When they kick at your front door, how are you gonna come? With your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun. When the law break in, how you gonna go? Shot down on the pavement or waiting on death row. You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you have to answer to. Oh, the guns of Brixton. Money feels good, and your life you like it well. But surely your time will come, as in heaven, as in hell. You see, he feels like Ivan, born under the Brixton sun. His game is called surviving. At the end of the harder they come, you know, it means no mercy. They caught him with a gun. No need for the Black Maria. Goodbye to the Brixton sun.
We're going to switch over to the Campbell Brothers. There's a crazy movement that started in the 30s called Sacred Steel. It went to played in churches starting in Florida and worked its way up the East Coast. And it featured, the lead instrument was the pedal steel guitar. And it is said that they used that instrument because they couldn't afford to have the big organs that a lot of other churches had. So it's a great movement. The Campbell Brothers really brought it out to the forefront on some of those old R. Hooley samples they put out. Now people like Robert Randolph and a couple other bands are making it even more popular. But this is an incredible song. You'll probably know by Sam Cooke, a A Change Is Gonna Come by the Campbell Brothers.
Oh,
That was the Campbell Brothers doing the Sam Cooke classic, A Change Is Gonna Come. Now we're going to go to the song by the Rolling Stones, a band who's been around for many, many years, done a lot of great things for black music, introduced people to blues and Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, a lot of people that Americans had been ignoring. This is a song they cut down in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. When the Stones would come to America, they always tried to go to a cool studio and do some stuff there, recorded in Alabama. And at that point, they were traveling with Ian Stewart, who was a roadie and piano player. And Ian decided he didn't like to play on any songs done in minor keys. He was very much a purist and refused to play on this track. So one of the guys hanging around the studio then was a man named Jim Dickinson. He was a Memphis musician and tended to hang around whenever any cool bands came to Muscle Shoals. And he said, well, let me try. So Jim made his name playing piano on Wild Horses. Let's hear this version from the album Stripped from a few years ago.
Childhood living is easy to do. The things you wanted, I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know how I act. You know I can't let you slide through my hands. 'Cause wild horses can't track me away. But no sweeping exits off stage life could make me feel bitter or treat you unkind. Yes. Why? But I don't have much time. Faith has been broken and tears must be cried. Let's do some living. After love dies,
The Rolling Stones doing Wild Horses, one of their all-time greatest songs. That's a beautiful version that first came out on an album called Stripped, kind of an acoustic record, and this is on the Starbucks collection called Rarities. It's been fun this week, hasn't it, Pete?
It certainly has. That song is the most covered song of the year, I think. Alicia Keys does it. Nora Jones does it.
Man, I think you ought to cut your own version, Pete. Let's go.
Let's pen the horses. Let's go with Buddy Guy here.
Good old Buddy Guy. It's been a fun week. We hope to see you again next time. And as we say around here, shameless shelf promotion. Heavy Rotation, Studio City, California.
It's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her. When your little girl make you mad, don't get an attitude and pack your bag. The five little children gonna pay some alimony or do some time. That's why it's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her. You see, when you get through staring that judge in the face, you're gonna wanna curse the whole human race. That's why it's cheaper to keep her. Cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her.
You've been listening to the Heavy Rotation Show, coming to you live from Heavy Rotation Records, 12354 Ventura Boulevard in Studio City, California, or find them on the web at heavyrotation.com. Heavy Rotation. Heavy Rotation.